I'm Leanne Kim, and this is The Business of Thinking Big, the podcast where we talk all things business mindset, strategy, and hustle. So, if you're looking to grow your revenue, serve more dream clients, and create amazing new possibilities, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Stay tuned. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of The Business of Thinking Big. I'm your host and business coach, Leanne, and I'm so excited to have you here. Okay, before we dive in today, I want to share another listener review. This one was from MagicDragon23. They say, I love listening to Leanne every week. Her balance between kind understanding and inspirational encouragement is just what so many mompreneurs need. Her insight into the challenges of being an ambitious person while also being a parent is incredible. I find listening to the stories of others has inspired me to chase my own dreams seriously. Leanne's podcast is full of rich growth opportunities. You need to listen and soak it all up. Well, Magic Dragon, thank you so much for those kind words. I am so appreciative, and I'm just so grateful that I get to do what I do and that this podcast is helping you in some way. So thank you. I was inspired to do an episode all about generating quality leads for your business because it's the thing that I hear my people ask for the most. I'll hear women say, I'm just not creating enough leads. I'm just not getting leads in. I'm not getting inquiries. My business can't grow because those leads aren't there. So leads are a super important part of growing a successful business. And I wanted to share with you my four pivotal steps for generating quality, repeat, quality leads in your business. Now, this episode is going to be a two-parter because next week I'm going to come back and I'm going to share all about how you can take those quality leads and turn them into paying customers. So that's your sales process. But before we do that, we really have to sharpen up your marketing process. There's a lot of simple things that you can do to start generating more leads that are actually quality, that are actually going to value what you do and want to pay for it. So we're going to talk about that today, but I'm going to encourage you to come back and listen to the very next episode after this one so that you can learn what to do with them once you attract those quality leads. Sound like a deal? Okay. As I mentioned, I have a four-step process to help you generate more leads in your business. And step number one is probably not at all what you would think. Step number one is to review your own business goals. That's right. We're not even talking marketing yet because there's no point in me giving you a system, a plan to generate leads unless you actually know what it is you want those leads to do. In fact, nothing irks me more when people will boast about the number of listeners they have, the number of followers they have. None of that stuff actually matters unless you're converting those followers into customers, right? Otherwise, you don't have a business. You just have an influencer presence, which is nice to have. But I want you to be able to connect the two. I want you to be generating attention online for your business, but that attention that you're generating is of people who actually want what you sell. Because otherwise, what the heck is the point? I always say, don't show me your 100,000 followers. I'm not interested in that. Show me your sales. Show me your profit and loss at the end of the day, because that's what dictates a successful business. It's not about the attention you get. It's about the quality of leads you generate. So I want you to go back to your business goals. And if you haven't done this recently, we're going to link to an episode in the show notes where you can get clear on your business goals for the year ahead. You can get clear on the kind of revenue that you want to generate. This is really important because until you've done this work, none of the marketing tactics I share with you matter whatsoever. You've got to get clear on your business goals. To say this another way, you've got to get clear on what you want to sell and who you want to sell it to, which is going to require you to look at your offers. This is really important, especially if you sell more than one thing. Because if you say, Leanne, I need more leads, the first question I'm going to ask, and trust me, this happens in my private coaching calls. The first question I'm going to ask is, what do you need those leads to do? what are you looking for? What type of leads are you looking for? And what do you want them to buy at the end of the day? If you're not clear on that, then nothing else I share in the next 20 minutes is going to matter. So go back and do that work first. For example, many of my clients sell multiple things, such as they might sell a digital course alongside selling, say, a high ticket coaching program. They might have a product that they actually sell in addition to that. For example, myself, in a very short amount of time, I'm going to be starting to sell my first book, which I am so excited about. So when I think about generating leads, I really need to think about what type of lead am I generating? What is the thing that I want that lead to buy? Because everything else from here on out depends on me knowing this. And here's a tip. If you're trying to sell three or four different offers at once, it's going to be really hard to generate leads. I recommend until you're a little bit more advanced, start with this. Start with what is the primary offer I'm currently selling or I'm currently looking to sell more of. And for many of you, that's probably going to be your VIP offer or your most expensive offer. It might be your one-to-one sort of flagship services. So for today's purposes, if that's the thing that you're thinking you might want to grow, then I would focus on that for the rest of this episode as I'm guiding you through these steps. It's ideal if you have that offer in mind because the next question I'm going to ask you related to that is, okay, who is the ideal customer for that offer? You have to know these two things in tandem. What am I trying to sell and who am I trying to sell it to? And again, to take this a little bit further, if I'm selling a high ticket coaching program, a one-on-one service that's in the five figures, that is a very different person than, say, the beginner business owner who's just stumbled upon my work and she's going to buy my $20 book. Do you see the difference? So I need to know what I'm selling and who I'm selling it to do any of this future work upon generating leads. You gotta know what the end goal is. I talk about this stuff all the time. So that's step number one. Get clear on this. Who are you trying to attract and what is it that you want them to buy? I want you to identify that now and get laser focused on that person and that corresponding offer. Because that is the foundational piece. Until we know that, until we have those goals in mind. And you might want to take this one step further and say, okay, so how many of that package or how many of that offer am I looking to sell this year or this quarter or this month? The more clarity you have, the more you can get laser focused on that desired end result that I always speak about, the more effective all of your marketing is going to be. So if you need to, pause this podcast and do that work first. Okay, step number two, once you're clear on what you're trying to sell, who you're trying to sell it to, and how many of those you want to sell, then you can now move on to this next step, which is to identify what is keeping them up at night, also known as what are their pain points. Now, for some reason, the word pain point has never really resonated with me because I don't think like that. I don't think in terms of, I got a pain. But if someone were to ask me, Leanne, when it comes to your business right now, what's keeping you up at night? I could absolutely answer that question. There's always something I'm looking to accomplish. And typically that's the thing that I think about day and night. That's the thing that I'm strategizing on. That's the thing where I'm often investing my money to solve that problem. Do you see what I'm saying? So for example, for the year of 2021, one of my primary focuses is to create an evergreen funnel designed to bring people into the Mamas & Co. world and eventually convert them on our offers. Okay, that's a high level, kind of big picture way of describing one of my main priorities this year. What did I invest in? I invested in a coaching program with an expert whose expertise is on funnels. So I want you to see that. I already know what's keeping me up at night when it comes to this area we're talking about. I know what that problem is. I know I can't solve it 100% on my own. and I know that I need help. So I went out and spent a significant amount of money to hire someone to help me fill that problem gap. I've talked about this on the show before. The problem gap is, you know, you've got where you are now, and then you've got way out there, which is where you want to be. That's the solution that you're craving. And in between is the problem gap. And I'm looking for something or someone to get me through that problem gap to my desired end result or my solution. Is that making sense? I certainly hope so, because until you know this, it's going to be really hard to try to seek out and attract those people that you're looking for. And I gave a great example that actually ended in me making a purchase. And that's what you need to be thinking about as well. That's why we start with that in step number one. You got to know what it is you want them to buy. Once you know that product that you're going to sell them, that's the solution to their problem gap. So step number two is really uncovering what's that problem gap, and will that problem gap lead them to your offer? I certainly hope so. That's what I want you to do some work on. So if you're not sure, start asking your people. When it comes to XYZ, which is the area in which your business is built. So if you're, let's say you're a health coach, your area is wellness or fitness, right? If you're a social media strategist, the area is social media. So when it comes to that area, what's keeping you up at night? What are you just still struggling with again and again? Or what problem is it that if you could unlock that, it would get you to everything you wanted? You got to be willing to ask them this if you don't already know. Now, lucky for me, I've done this work long enough. I typically know the answer to that question. And I know what are the problems that will lead them to whatever it is, the offer that I'm selling. So for example, with my course Launch Rookies, I know what's keeping them up at night is they really want to have a finished online course with paying customers going through that course. They want to scale their business with a one-to-many online offer. I know that. So I developed an offer that absolutely will answer that problem. That's my course, Launch Rookies. But I need to understand the what's keeping them up at night. So that's step number two, understanding that problem gap. Where are they now that typically sucks? It's the problem. It's the annoying challenge. It's the struggle that they're facing. And then where do they want to be? Once you identify that problem gap, you can move on to step number three, which is to speak to that problem in your marketing. Now, here's where we start the lead generating process, right? Now, we're actually putting stuff out into the world that's designed to get the attention of people who have this problem. And this is one of the biggest issues that I see. You're putting stuff out on social media. You're posting pictures of your family. You're posting pictures of you doing a fitness challenge, and it has nothing to do with the problem you solve. Why we shy away from this, I simply have no idea, but I see women do it again and again. We're not talking about the problems we solve, and then we're not telling them that we can solve them. And I want you to start paying attention to this. If you're avoiding talking about the issues, if you're avoiding speaking to your customer as if they were your best friend that you want to help with this problem, then you're really speaking to no one. Your marketing is not doing its job. It's not generating quality leads. And I would say the more you lean into this, the more you're willing to go deep with these struggles. Start to talk to the emotional part of this struggle. What will happen if they don't solve this? How painful is it? What is it stopping them from achieving because they don't have this thing? If you're willing to go deep, I promise you, you're going to start to attract people who are really resonating with your message. But you've got to have a message in the first place in order for them to resonate with. Is this making sense? I really hope so. I get really fired up when I talk about this because, again, I see this happen in people's marketing all the time. I'm looking at what they're posting and I literally have no idea what they're selling. And if that's happening too often, that's a problem. Now, I like to teach people the 80-20 rule. 80%, you're speaking to your ideal customer, you're helping them with what they need, and 20% of the time, you're sprinkling in that lighter side, maybe that more personal side. You're helping them get to know you a little bit as a human being, which I think is really important. But unfortunately, I see people blow that ratio way out of proportion, and they're doing way more of the fun, the light, the fluff, and they should be doing more of the messaging. They should be doing more of the here's what you're struggling with, here's who I am, and here's how I can help. This is 100% the reason why I started doing this very podcast in the first place. I knew it was going to be one of the most effective ways that I could help my future dream clients see that I know my stuff and I know how to help them with what they're struggling with. For example, if you are feeling that right now, oh my gosh, this is useful. I can go apply this to my business. Then one day you might join my membership, Mamas & Co. One day you might reach out and say, Leanne, I think I want to talk to you about coaching because I can clearly see that you know how to help me with all the things that I'm struggling with. That is 100% my plan, and it should be your plan too. So I know your next question is going to be, how do I do that? What's the best way to reach people? And I'm going to say the more connection you can build, the better. So if you're posting, if your choices are, let's say I'll give you three choices. Let's say you're thinking about writing a blog post on your person's problems. That's good, but it doesn't create that heart-to-heart human connection. Maybe your second choice is to post a photo of yourself on, say, Instagram with a lengthy caption talking about the problem. I actually think that that's not bad because if your people are on Instagram, that might be the thing that captures their attention. But again, it's just a photo and then copy. It's just written text. So the third option would be something like a podcast where you can leverage the power of your voice. And maybe even better yet, depending on your audience, a video, right? When we have run videos specific to the kind of messaging where we're trying to attract more dream customers, those videos do really well. And I will add, the more passionate and real I am about the problem, the more they just start coming. So that's 100% what you want. You want to be able to reach them emotionally. I can do that with my voice, with my body language, with my facial expressions, and I also talk with my hands. So I would say my hand gestures, right? I can do that so much faster in video. So what might take you months and months to create a connection if you're just using the written word? You could do that in a matter of days if you're showing up regularly on video. So this is not an episode about how to use video for your business, but if you want that, I will absolutely provide that. Right now, we're just talking about what are the best ways. So I'm going to say the best way is a couple things. The way that resonates with your person. If they like video, do video. If they like podcasts and they're listening to a whole bunch of podcasts in your space, you better be thinking about starting a podcast. Okay. So it's not just about what you want to do. It is 100% about where they're going to actually pay attention to your stuff. You got to know that. Okay. So that's number one. Where are your people hanging out? How do they like to consume content? Number two, what feels joyful and exciting for you? Because if the idea of launching a podcast sounds dreadful, then I'm going to say it's probably not going to work for you. But if you think, oh, podcast, that sounds exciting. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. If that's feeling exciting, invigorating, and light to you, then I would say that's potentially another area you would try. You want to be able to put out content that feels easy and doable, but it's also effective. Okay. It can't just be one or the other. It's got to be both. It's got to be something that you can commit to and do regularly. And I promise you, if you are putting out weekly quality content, you're going to attract attention. Okay. So that's step number three. So I'll recap so far. Step number one, you've got to know what you're trying to sell and who you're trying to sell it to. Step number two, you've got to know their problem gap, where they are now that they don't like and where they want to be, that desired end result. And then step number three, you're going to start speaking to that problem. That's your messaging right there. That's the messaging. When people ask me, oh, I need better messaging. There it is. Start speaking to the problem that your ideal customer would have so that at the end of the day, they're interested in purchasing the offer, that is aligned with that. And then step number four, once you're generating this attention, you've got to invite them to take the next step with you. Here's where the actual generating of leads comes from. And in a perfect world, you're getting those leads on your email list. Okay. So the next step with you should be something that if they were to take it, it starts to solve the problem that they have. So for example, perhaps you've created a lead magnet, something that they can download, something that they can work through that helps them start to solve this problem. It's not going to give them all the answers, but it's going to help them make a start. It's something that you've created because you've seen this problem again and again, and you know that if they do this thing, they will start to see results. The benefit to you is when people see more results with you, when they do a little bit of work with you, they get that taste of what working with you is like, and they want more. That's really what we're talking about when we talk about generating quality leads. It's not about attracting anyone and everyone who wants to solve every single problem. That's not your job. It's about using your content as a magnet to attract the people that at the end of the day will start to go through those steps. They'll start to know, like, trust you so that they can buy from you. This is really strategic marketing. And I know many of you are not doing this. I'm not seeing you put these steps together. I am seeing you do these steps here and a little bit there, which is great. But are you connecting the dots? Are you taking that person from a stranger to a follower to eventually a lead to eventually a booked paying client? I really hope you are. But if you're not, go back and listen to this episode again and start to see where do you need to tie things together? Where do you need to implement a new step? Where do you need to tighten up your messaging or maybe just be sharing more of it? Maybe be more authentic with your messaging. What's the area that you need to improve? So in step number four, and this is really the final step I'm going to talk about today. And again, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about what to do with them once you've generated these leads. But before we get there, in step number four, you're saying, hey, you, person that I've been speaking to, person with this problem, person who's been resonating with my stuff, it's time to take the next step in the journey with me. If you're ready to take that next step, I've created this blank for you today. I think it's going to really help you to blank, insert problem gap here. And my hope is that you'll sign up, you'll grab it, and you'll take action now. If this is something that's important to you, what are you waiting for? And then you give them the link where they can go and opt in for your freebie, your download. We recently created a free audio training that's doing really well. We're running Facebook ads to it because, again, I know if someone is wanting my audio training, they want what is included. They want the solution to what we talk about in the training. So that's the idea. And a next step for you, you may not have all that together and that's okay, but you can put together a webinar. You can send them to something like Lead Pages where they see your face, they see the title of the webinar, they see what they're going to learn and they go, oh, yes, please. And they sign up right there on the spot and you bring them to a free masterclass, free whatever you want to call it, training. In that training, you're going to give them a much bigger dose of what working with you is like. You're not going to solve all their problems, but you're going to be able to speak to their problems, maybe give them a few powerful nuggets of learning that they can go and implement. And then what I would do is invite them to take the next step in the journey with you. Now, if you're very advanced and you have an online business, that next step might be to buy a product, right? It might be to sign up for your online course today. But for many of you listening to this, you might not be there yet, right? Selling in webinars is kind of a challenging thing. And I'm going to say it takes a little bit of practice. So if you're trying to get more clients for your one-to-one business, a beautiful call to action at the end of that webinar would be something like, take the next step and book your free consult with me. Here's my calendar. Go ahead and book in the next few days so that you and I can connect one-on-one. I can learn about what you're struggling with and I can let you know if I think I might be able to help. I am telling you, this is 100% how I grew my business from $0 to six figures in 9 months. I just kept giving people that next step, that call to action after they had that interactive learning experience from me. And back in the day, these were workshops in person. But by year two, I was doing webinars and they were extremely effective because they do two things. Number one, they generate leads. They get names and emails on your email list, which is something that is vital to the growth of your business. And then number two, it gives people that beautiful taste of what working with you is like. It helps them fall in love with you and your genius so they can't help but take that next step, which is to, in this case, book that call with you. Take that next step in the journey of working with you. You can see here, if you start to move through these steps one, two, three, and eventually four, inviting your people to come to some sort of transformative experience, you can see how you're going to generate much higher quality leads than perhaps what you're generating right now. You might be generating general eyeballs, and that's great. If you're getting a couple people saying, hey, it looks like your business is doing great. Hey, it looks like you help people in this area. That's a good thing. But people should be saying, hey, it looks like you can help me with this specific problem. Can we connect? If that's not happening, it's because of the content you're putting out. And I guarantee if you start to look at these four steps we covered today, you will start to generate much higher caliber leads who are much more likely to become paying customers, which is 100% what I want for you. I don't want you doing all this stuff for no reason. I don't want you wasting your time. I want you building a profitable, successful business that lights you up, full of amazing dream clients who cannot wait to buy from you. If you implement these steps, you will 100% start to have that. So remember, here are the steps again. Step number one, identify who you are trying to sell to and what it is you want them to buy. Bonus points if you identify how many of those you want to sell in a given period. Step number two, identify what's keeping them up at night. Step number three, start to talk about that in your marketing. Talk about their problems and illustrate how you can help them. And step number four, invite them to take that next step in the journey. If you do this right, I promise you will start to see the quality of your leads go up. And I hope you found this little mini training here helpful today. And as I mentioned, this is just the beginning. It's the tip of the iceberg of what I know when it comes to messaging and marketing and eventually selling. And if I had to pick, I would say selling to your ideal customers. That's actually my true zone of genius. I spent over two decades in sales and selling different experiences and products. So when it comes to sales, trust me, I know my stuff. So I invite you to make sure that you're listening to the very next episode. Come back next week and listen as I talk about exactly that, how to close more sales in your business. Okay, my friend, thanks for being here. I hope you found this useful and I can't wait to connect with you again. Hey friend, if you've enjoyed this conversation and you are looking to generate more quality leads and make more sales in 2021, then I invite you to attend my new free training all about this subject. It's happening on Wednesday, February 3rd, and we are going to dive deep into this area because I know that if I can help you make more sales, it has the ability to change your entire business. We're going to do a deep dive into why you're not making the sales that you want to make, and I'm going to give you some simple, actionable steps that you can take right away to start increasing your leads, getting higher caliber leads, and how to convert those leads into real life paying customers. Once again, the training's happening Wednesday, February 3rd. If you'd like to attend, I encourage you to head on over to mamasandco.com/training. That's mamasandco.com/training. I can't wait to see you there.